already started on your way home when I was laying the snake down, leaving death with the biting grass. Rivacana from The Ghost Snake. Rivacana has been teaching for almost 20 years. Her particular academic interests include contemporary poetry and fiction, feminist, lesbian, and conflict resolution studies. Born in Indiana, at home in Maine, she lives in West Lafayette. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Trying to write. I have nothing to say tonight. Who will forgive me? I've turned off the desk lamp at 4 a.m. Outside the city I walked in today still moves, a raspy, jagged hum, and the man living down the hall will get up in an hour to pee. I know this. I can set my clock to it. The woman next door knows this too, a self-confessed light sleeper. It must be such a comfort to have such a predictable body like that, she said to me one day on her way to the laundry room. Standing there in gold polyester shorts and an aqua cotton sleeveless blouse, she could have been my mother in 1967. Mother, too, would have thought the ritual a pleasure, never imagining the possibility of nightmare. Dead dogs, half-eaten corpses hot on your trail, while you gradually lose the ability to move in a Kmart parking lot that always turns into the middle of the ocean. I am not like my mother. I don't carry her hope. For me, my cousin's baby will smother in a trailer fire. The animals I see will get caught under the tires of a rusted avocado Chevy Impala. Everyone I know will live out their working lives in a small room with fluorescent lighting and die in the dark at the hands of a robber, in the dark at the hands of a schizophrenic. I turn the lamp back on to read a book by a poet long dead who thought he'd known what to do to save us. Across the room my shadow hunches against a wall behind which a woman sleeps, content with a reassuring rush of plumbing, the geranium dying, but still so red in the window. At school. When I was five, I wrote with pencils as fat as my thumb, working the loops and hills between blue lines, left to right. I would put my face close to the paper, smelling the lead, seeing the tiny filings on top of the letters that turned into animals, wild on safari with tails and teeth. Sometimes I ached to lick the words off the page. Gone cat, gone man, gone house. I would hold them on my tongue, and if the teacher asked where they were, I'd open my mouth and they'd fall dancing on the floor, marching us out of the school, across the parking lot filled with the principal's Buick, the teacher's pastel Chevrolets, into the world, which was always, and still is, dangerous and perfect. You get me a glass of water. I can't seem to pay the phone and electric bills. They sit in a wicker basket by the door, their little plastic windows gaping my name. At night I dream of princess touch tones and automatic skillets coming to life and saying mean things to me. They call me untrustworthy, unreliable. They say I have unruly hair, then they stop working. How will I ever call my mother? And what about frying my eggs? I get hysterical. I wake up. You get me a glass of water. What if you paid them, you ask? I can't, I say. It's hopeless. You come back with my checkbook and fumble for the light. I turn towards the window and watch you bend your head above my face. The lamp glows behind your shoulder and grows as you come closer to kissing the side of my forehead. Beyond us, the roof of the house next door is vague angles. I can't remember if there is a coloured pattern to the tiles, or if the eaves are white or grey, or if there's a bird's nest this light has made a memory. I raise my hand, and suddenly my fingers are branches in the walnut tree. while my palm holds your back in the window, your hair blending perfectly with night. Look, I say. You turn, but your face is lost. That moment, what I knew of your eyes, the curve of your jaw given over into the dark, then into the flesh of stars. Poems today on the Poet's Weaver by River Carner. I'm Jenny Kander.